Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're still in that prosperity flow with Pastor George. This is 225 days
of prosperity.
Now. I'm telling you, if you would get on, if you'd listen to all this, you'd begin to prosper and be strong in money.
You'd get in the prosperity zone.
You'd get in the prosperity zone, the PC, the prosperity
zone. That's right. Well, Gloria, thank you for having me on.
I've enjoyed it.
Friday of our first week, and we've covered a lot of material about God being our source. And I just want to remind you that all of the outlines that we have for this series and for all of the other prosperity broadcasts that we've done since we began, 225 outlines are available to you on prosperity on kcm.org.
You are the professor of prosperity.
Well, I've had good teachers, I'll tell you that. I have had wonderful teachers.
You've been a good student.
I've studied. I've been in a unique position to where I have been in a virtual reality place of learning. I get to read your material. I get to hear them. I get to be with them. I get to see all of this. And just to see what the Lord has done in the 40 years that I've been here. I came in 1975. The ministry had just moved to Arlington, Lake Arlington, and that's when I came in. When I came to the ministry, 12 people were on staff.
How much worldly wealth did you have, George, in those times?
I had very little at that time. I had just come down.
Did you have two suits?
I didn't. I had a corduroy, brown corduroy jacket.
Well, that's all you need. Okay.
And when I came from ORU, I'd met Terry there, then came to Fort Worth, and I had I came with everything I had, which wasn't much, and
such as I am.
And when I lived with A.W. and Vinetta Copeland, Kenneth's parents, until the time that Terry and I were married, about a year after I came to Fort Worth.
Was it true that she threw away some of your clothes?
She didn't throw them away. She took them to the Goodwill. And I do. I remember getting up one morning, the first week I was there, and I said, Nani, where are my clothes? She left me some clothes. But I said, where are my clothes? She said, oh, honey, I gave those to the Goodwill.
I know that thrilled you.
But the great thing about it is they took me shopping.
Right.
Granddad bought me a suit, and I guess they took me to a salon, got my hair cut. I mean, I guess they thought, boy,
we're gonna make him over.
Man, we got something here to work with. And I'd get up in the morning to go to work, out to the office. The very first morning I got up, Nani says, I'm cooking you some breakfast. You say breakfast. Mm-hmm. And
George makes fun of our accent.
And I said, no, I'm endeared to the accent. I talk like that now, y'all. But Nani said, what do you want for breakfast? She said, I'll cook you some breakfast. And I said, well, I don't want any breakfast. And she said, sit down.
And you sat down.
I sat down and I ate, and then every day she made me lunch, 2 sandwiches and apple cookies.
That was sweet.
Every day I gained, from the time I came here until the time I got married, I think I gained about 30 pounds.
But wasn't it fun?
Biscuits and gravy. I'd never had biscuits and gravy before. What an experience that was.
George was.
And now we're having to turn.
He used to be a Yankee, but now he's not anymore.
And now that y'all are eating so well, we can't have biscuits and gravy anymore.
That's right. we get wider.
But the thing, I don't even know what the point was I was making, but I'm just...
Well, you're among friends. That's okay.
I just think that I've seen... that's what it was. I've seen what God has done here at this ministry and how He has just prospered it. And you know, there are people that are struggling with their finances, and they've got to come to the realization that God is their source. And that's why we have this free book that we want to give you. It's called God is My Source by Glory and Me. And in it are all of the 70 scriptures that we're covering in this. We've got quotes from the series that we're doing. And we just did a condensed version of 2 weeks of broadcast so that you can carry this with you, read it, and get your mind renewed to the fact that not only is God our source, Gloria, He is the source of everything.
He's gracious and quick to give.
Quick to give.
To help.
And that's what the title of this message is today, Our Source of Everything.
Amen.
In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, and if you want to, I'll just read this to you, Gloria.
Okay.
1 Chronicles 29, these were the offerings for the temple. And it was in David's heart to build a temple,
praise
a place
God.
Where the presence of God would dwell. And how much David loved God. I mean, you can read his Psalms
he
and just see
He had a heart for God.
A heart for God. And we find here, without getting into a whole lot of detail, they start receiving offerings for the temple. And in verses 3 and 4, these are the offerings that David gave. It says, Moreover, I've set my affection to the house of my God, and I have of mine own proper good of gold and silver, which I've given to the house of my God over and above all that I prepared. And then he goes down and he lists how much money. I mean, it was in, if you could translate it into today's money, it's into the millions, up into the billions of dollars that he gave to the temple. Well, in verses 5 through 8, here are the leaders. And these leaders, they got on board and they began to give of their substance into the temple. And then the people in verse 9 says, The people rejoiced for that they offered willingly because with perfect mm-hmm. heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. So we have David giving the offerings and then the leaders giving the offerings and then the people giving the offerings. But then down through here we begin to see David's getting a revelation about where all of this came from. And we find in verse 12, I'll read it to you from the New Living Translation up here and still in part A. In verse 12, David said, Wealth and honor come from you alone. Mm. And in verse 14 and 15 in the New Living, Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you gave us first.
Amen. That's good, isn't it? Wow.
So that's a revelation
that
David had, that everything, God is the source of everything.
Yes, that's right.
He was even the source of their giving. What they gave for the temple, it came from God. It came from Him. And so, Gloria, we have to become, God will supply the need for everything. Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all my need.
That's all.
The Amplified Bible says He will liberally supply
yeah.
all of our need according to His
Praise
riches
God.
In glory by Christ Jesus. So I've compiled here, Gloria, and we can do it like this. You can read one, I'll read another. But we've compiled these scriptures, which appear in the booklet that we produced for you. Just, I looked up scriptures, Gloria, that just proved to me that God is the source of anything and everything. You name it, He's got
That's
it.
That's right.
You need it, He'll have it.
He's got it for you too.
He's got it, yes. He's got it for us. So let's go through these scriptures
okay.
together. Gloria, why don't you take the first one there in Genesis 9.
This is 9:3, Genesis. I'll start all over. Genesis 9:3. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. And as I gave you the green plants, I give you everything.
I give you everything.
I give you everything. As I gave you the green plants,
I give you everything. If you would just for a moment, if you would hear my voice as the voice of God Himself looking at you and saying, I give you everything.
This is the truth.
I give you everything. Everything I have belongs to you.
That's awesome.
All you have to do is just release your faith.
Praise
and you can
God.
Take it. You can have it. And it's the same action, Gloria, as setting a table of food, but not going to the table and eating. This was really interesting. I had the opportunity not too long ago, Terry and I did, to go to a house here in Fort Worth and meet one of the presidential candidates. And they had a huge spread. I mean, it was not a sit-down meal, but it was just... Evidently, they hired somebody to come in and made a beautiful spread of meats and cheeses and crackers and all of that. And it just so turned out that we met this candidate, we talked with him, and then he gave a little bit of a speech, and then Kenneth wasn't there, so I was the prophet in the room who had the word from the Lord.
Amen.
So I asked him if we could pray with him, and he said, yes, please. And so I walked, James Robinson was there too, so we both walked up and laid hands and prayed. And the interesting thing, though, about all of that was after that was over, Terry and I left, we greeted people, and I thought to myself, I am so hungry. And the fact was, I did not touch one piece of food that was on that table. I did not reach out. I didn't take a plate to take it. It was there before me, but I didn't take it. And the reason being was I was in a place with God listening, and I just don't normally eat around situations like that. But the point is
you didn't get anything to eat.
I didn't get anything to eat. I didn't take it, Gloria. I didn't reach out and take it. And that's what the Lord's saying to us. He's saying, I've got everything you need. Take it.
We
take it by faith. Father, I receive that supply.
Yes.
Lord, we receive, in this ministry, we receive the Citation 10 plus aircraft. We receive it. We receive every available voice by faith.
Amen.
By faith.
Remember, that's a very important thing to remember that makes faith easy. Believe you receive when you pray.
Mm.
And that word receive is
take it.
So if you pray, this really helped me. If you pray, you can go on and on, but if you didn't take it, it's not supernaturally been received.
That's right. And the same way that I didn't take any food that night.
Yeah.
That beautiful food that was out there. Well, in Psalm 23, God has set a table before us. Everything is on that table. Gloria, everything we need. Everything we need in this ministry is available to us.
Is that the scripture that says in the presence of our enemies?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what's happening around you.
No, it doesn't.
What bad thing you're threatened with.
That's right.
That table stays spread before us.
And it has everything.
And we have the answer to every situation.
Everything.
Hallelujah. Ooh, I
everything.
Like it.
Glory. All right, let me read number two here.
Okay.
Psalm 34:10. The young lions lack food and suffer hunger, but they which seek, inquire of, and require the Lord by right of their need on the authority of the word, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing.
Okay, let's look at none means nobody will lack any good thing or any beneficial thing. That means everything good.
Everything.
What do we have to do? Take it.
Mm-hmm.
Take it. Believe you receive when
key.
You pray. Take
That's
it when
key.
You pray,
yep.
and you'll have it.
Yep.
I found that to be very true, George.
He has what you need.
Yeah.
He has a house for you.
That's right.
He has the car that you need. He has, you name it.
The
he
job.
Has it. The job, the employment, the clothes for the children.
If you need a child.
Yeah.
If
you're believing for a, for a child, yes.
Glory to
yes.
God.
He has.
You're believing to have a child?
There's a storehouse in heaven full of everything that is needed on earth.
Amen.
And the key that unlocks it is our faith.
Praise
to
God.
Believe God for it, to receive it, to take hold of it. Here's one. Read this one in number three here, Gloria. So,
everything I hope for comes from Him.
Isn't that great?
Now, we know from the scripture that hope doesn't have substance. Faith has substance.
Mm-hmm.
Hope is good. Because if you've lost your hope, you're not going to be receiving it.
Right, right, right.
But faith takes it when it prays, receives it. Glory to God.
That's
everything
right.
I hope for comes from Him.
Yep.
Everything I desire comes by faith.
By faith.
And my hope,
yep.
my faith is in Him.
That's right.
I receive.
That's right.
I take it.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right. Matthew 6:33 in the New Living, seek the kingdom of God above all else.
Now that means first place.
First place. Yep. Give it first place. seek the kingdom of God. Seek ye or first, it says in the King James. Seek ye first the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously. He will give you everything you need. See, that's why we have to review these scriptures, Gloria. We've got to get our minds renewed to the fact He'll give us everything we need.
That's right.
He'll give us everything that we need.
But I remember, George, when we were born again back in the olden days, and we needed everything. Well, we didn't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We didn't know any better than to have lack and to be sick. And if symptoms came, we just thought, well, where's my pajamas, you know? But then we got in the Word of God and we found out we already had healing. We already prosperity. We already had that house that we needed, that car that we needed. Yep. Glory to God.
It's yours right now.
Oh.
Whatever is needed, whatever is needed. Whatever He's given us all things, which is a scripture that we'll use later on. But, well, it's actually down here. We'll read it in a moment. In Romans 11:36, the Amplified, all things originate with Him and come from Him.
That's a good scripture.
That's a good one, isn't it? I like that.
I'm not
all things originate. They start with Him. The definition for a source is the beginning place.
Mm-hmm.
The starting place.
He's the source.
He is the source. God, say after me, God is my source.
God is my source.
Of everything.
Of everything.
That I need.
That I need.
Read that one in Ephesians 1:3, Gloria, and number 6 there.
All praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. He's already done it. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ. That's the New Living Translation.
And that
we've been blessed.
We are blessed. And that brings out the point you were saying a moment ago, that this has already been done for
it's
us.
It's already been done. Our healing's already been taken care of. Jesus paid the price for
everything.
Sickness.
Everything.
All of the curse. He bore, think about it, Jesus bore the whole curse.
Yes.
That's everything bad that can
everything
be
bad.
In the earth. He took it cross.
Debt. Lack, sickness,
for
fear,
us.
Disease, all of that is under the curse of the law. Everything that is in Deuteronomy 28 from about verse 15 or so onward, that's all the curse, and we've been redeemed from it.
From
we've been purchased from
curse.
It. The whole curse.
We do not have to live under the curse. We don't have to live in lack.
No.
We don't have to be sick. We don't have to be in turmoil. We've been redeemed.
We've been redeemed.
We've been bought back.
Wow.
You know, if you put your watch in the pawn shop, and you got
$15
for it.
Yeah.
They kept the watch, but you got the $15. Now you're going to have to redeem that watch to get it back.
Yep.
Jesus
redeemed
us.
He got us back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when he got us back, he didn't bring us into
not that I've ever pawned anything. Seemed like one time I did pawn something.
Oh, really?
I'm not telling you why.
Okay. But Jesus did that for us. And He's already done it for us. In 2 Peter 1:3 in the NIV, His divine power has given you, everything you need for life and godliness.
That's so good.
Now this is interesting. Through our knowledge of Him who has called us by His own glory and goodness.
So that's saying to you that you have to know it from the Word of God.
You've got to know it from the Word.
Before you can receive it.
Yeah.
Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word.
F.F. Bosworth.
It's been done.
It's been done.
And if you're in a place of lack, you get in the Word of God and you get under teachers and under a good pastor that teaches you the truth, and you can come out.
F.F. Bosworth, in his book, Christ the Healer, said that faith stops at the question mark.
Isn't that good?
Faith
Faith
begins where the will of God is known.
Yeah, I remember that part.
So if you know it's the will of God for you to prosper, then that's where your faith is strong, that you know that. But faith stops at the question mark. Whenever there's a question, and Gloria, I got over this a long time ago, that it's God's will for us to be sick. I got over that one.
Oh, no.
I never really did like that, you know?
No.
I was told that, but I never did like it.
If it's under the curse, it's not His will.
It's not His will.
Because I'm born again.
That's right. That's right. Let's go to the third page in the last couple of moments that we have left here. I'm going back to the 23rd Psalm, and listen to this. This is beautiful. He supplies not only everything we need, but He supplies more.
Mm-hmm.
More.
Abundance.
Abundance. It says in verse 1 of Psalm 23, the Amplified, "The Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me.
Hallelujah.
I shall not lack."
Not lack.
Not lack. And then it says in verse 5 in the New Living Translation, "You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies."
Okay, let's just think about that now.
Yep.
That's saying no matter what the circumstances are,
yeah.
No matter how bad it is,
no matter how
big your enemy looks,
that's right.
This feast
that's right.
will bring you out over it.
The feast will bring us out.
Glory to God.
The feast. You prepare a feast, or in the King James, you set a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And then in verse 5, the New Living, the rest of verse 5 says, you honor me by anointing my head with oil. Now here we go. My cup overflows with blessings.
Hallelujah.
And of course, King James, my cup runs over. My cup runneth over. That's
blessing,
the picture.
Blessings.
That's the picture of the blessing of God. Mm. He gives us more than we need. He's good. He's good. Your cup runs over. You ask Pop for one scoop of ice cream and he'll get three. That's the kind of God that we serve.
Hallelujah.
He will do exceeding abundantly, far beyond all that you can ask or think. And let me finish with this. Brother Copeland had a word from the Lord. This is August the 7th of 2009. I have plans that you have never dreamed of, saith the Lord. They are beyond your wildest imagination, and I did it just for you.
Hallelujah.
Heaven is overloaded with things that I prepared for your enjoyment. If you will simply come to the place where you just say, God, I am so grateful.
So grateful.
And give me an opportunity. And I link that together with Ephesians 2:20 and the 3:20 in the Message. God can do far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
I know it's true. I've experienced it. Glory.
You have, Gloria?
I have.
I thought about the other day, Kenneth and I were flying to Tulsa to take care of some things up there. And this was funny, but I'm sitting on the plane. Kenneth is flying in the left seat. Dwayne's in the right seat. I'm back on the Citation 10 by myself. And Kenneth Copeland is my pilot.
Uh-huh.
I thought, Lord, you are just over.
This is over and above.
You are over and above.
Where do you want to go, George?
And I'm sitting there by myself. And I thought, God, you are exceeding abundantly beyond all
Hallelujah.
That we can ask or think.
That's a good example.
And we took off out here. And of course, that rocket ship goes up like this.
Yeah.
And I just sat back and looked and thought, God, you are so good.
Isn't that
you are
true?
So over the top. You
That's
are
the way
so
it
over
is.
The
Glory
top,
to God.
God. And
Hallelujah.
So he has, Gloria, everything.
He has it.
Everything you need.
Whatever you need. It's under the blessing. You can have it under the blessing. Now, the key thing for you to do is get under the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? You receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Get born over again. And in that new birth, it comes with the blessing. Hallelujah.
It does.
Glory to God.
It does, Gloria. Praise God. This was good today.
Praise
the Lord. This was good.
George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.